Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan went back before the Senate Banking Committee today. It's the second day of his semi-annual testimony on the economic outlook, and he remained cautiously optimistic. Yesterday, Greenspan told the committee that low interest rates, surging stock prices, and tax cuts should soon cause the U.S. economic growth to take off. Meanwhile, the latest report from the U.S. Department of Labor shows that unemployment shot up to 6.4% in June. That's the highest rate in 9 years. And the White House Budget Office is forecasting Uncle Sam will end the current fiscal year with another $455 billion in the red. Getting the big picture on what all this means can be daunting even for the most economically literate among us, so we have asked Mark Zandi to join us. Mark, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure.
What are your questions about the economy, and are you feeling as optimistic as Alan Greenspan? Give us a call at 1-800-989-TALK. Mark, first of all, this deficit is the largest deficit ever, $150 billion higher than predicted 5 months ago, and it doesn't even include spending on Afghanistan and Iraq. First of all, what's the cause of the deficit?
Well, it's no one thing. It's a number of things. First and foremost, it's the very, very weak economy, particularly the job market. We're still losing jobs. And of course, that cuts into tax revenue. Also, we just got a big tax cut. The administration and Congress passed a bill a couple, 3 weeks ago, and we're all benefiting from lower withholding taxes, and some of us will be getting a rebate check pretty soon, and that's going to cost some money as well. And then there is the additional spending for Homeland Security, defense, the war, and all those kinds of things. So it's not one thing. It's a multitude of things that are all coming together, conspiring to create this very large and now growing deficit.
Now, Democrats, of course, this is a political issue. We have to come and Democrats are blaming this on the tax cuts. So to what extent is that true? I mean, how big a problem is that in terms of the deficit?
Well, you mentioned $150 billion increase in the estimated deficit for this fiscal year, which ends in September. So we went from $300 billion to $450 billion in this recent estimate. Of that $150 billion increase, more than half, slightly more than half, is due to the tax, in my view, due to that tax cut. So it's rather significant.
Alan Greenspan was back on the Hill today. What did he have to say today?
Well, he tried to paint an optimistic picture, I think he's trying to let everyone know that he thinks that the economy is going to gain traction, that things will be better 6-12 months down the road, in part because of his actions, lowering of interest rates, in part because of the tax cuts. So he tried to paint an upbeat picture for the economy.
Well, what are some of the indicators that he's looking at, other than the things you've already mentioned, to give an optimistic assessment at this point?
Well, at this point, he's looking at a lot of financial indicators. None of the real hard economic data are pointing upward, at least not to any significant degree. It's mostly financial indicators. It's the stock market. The stock market's up 20-25% from its nadir back in March. Other measures like corporate bond yields are lower, which means that investors are less concerned about credit risk. It's those financial indicators that I think at this point he's placing most weight on.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist at economy.com, and we are talking about the economy. We'd like to hear your questions about the economy. Give us a call at 1-800-989-8255. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Now, Mark, yesterday in his testimony, Alan Greenspan didn't seem too upset about the deficit, but he did say that there needs to be spending cuts. And with the amount of money that's needed for defense right now, it would seem like there's not a whole lot of room for cutbacks. What happens if this deficit continues and there are no spending cuts?
That'll be a problem. I mean, temporary deficits that last a year or two, is something we can handle economically. In fact, you could argue that they're desirable when you have a weak economy. You want the federal government to be helping by spending more and cutting taxes to help the economy out. The problem occurs when the deficits last for a long period of time, when they become persistent. And there are growing concerns that these very large deficits that we're now seeing and expect to see will continue long into the future. And if that does indeed happen, ultimately that will mean higher long-term interest rates. We'll all be paying more to borrow money. And ultimately that'll weigh on the economy's ability to grow long run. So that's something we just don't want to see. Now, one policy prescription would be to cut spending, and that's something that's going to be very difficult to do. The other thing, maybe we'll ultimately have to raise taxes too. So my guess is that a few years down the road, we may be doing a little bit of both, cutting some spending and raising some taxes.
Two big, very big, difficult political items right there.
Very big. And unfortunately, it's going to be very painful.
Yeah. What about unemployment? Now, Democrats have been pushing Mr. Greenspan on that issue. Yesterday, he was accused of ignoring the situation many working people are facing. How big a problem is unemployment at this point?
Well, at the moment, it's the key problem. The economy is not creating jobs. In fact, it's losing jobs. And if that continues for much longer, then this optimism that the chairman expressed, this optimism that we're seeing in the financial markets and the stock market and bond market, will quickly evaporate. The economy will slip away and we'll probably be back into recession. So this is the problem of the day. We need to see businesses stop cutting payrolls. We need to see them begin to hire again. There's reasons to believe that they will, and there are good reasons to be optimistic, but that optimism hasn't been borne out in the data yet.
Now, Mr. Greenspan also said that the next few months will be an important test of the administration's theory that tax cuts are going to help fuel the recovery. What signs should we be looking for to indicate that a recovery really is taking hold?
Well, we'll look to consumers to see if they're spending a bit more aggressively, if they're taking those tax cuts and going out and spending the money. So we'll look at things like retail sales, or whether people are going out to restaurants, whether they're traveling a little bit more. The other thing we'll be watching for is to see if businesses are doing what we hope they'll do, and that is at least stop cutting jobs, and also to begin to think about expanding activities, going out and traveling and advertising and investing a bit more. There are some tax breaks for businesses in the recently passed legislation as well, and hopefully businesses will respond to that by investing some more. So we'll be looking at a whole host of indicators, but the most important one is jobs. We've got to see those job cuts come to an end, and hopefully in the next couple, 3 months, we'll see some job creation.
All right, let's take a call from John in Winfield, Kansas. Hi, John.
Yeah, I was wondering if interest rates were going to drop again.
Well, that is a key question, John, and this is not personal financial advice, but I would say that the problem, I guess I'm going to sound like Chairman Greenspan a bit here. I would say the probabilities are higher that rates will be moving up than moving lower.
So consolidate my student loans now.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the perfect time for anyone if they have debts, to restructure those debts. If they have any equity in their home, they probably should use it to pay off any other higher cost debt that they have, credit card debt, student loans, other personal loans. This is the time to do it. Interest rates are low. They could go lower, but if they do, that will be for a brief period of time. So take the opportunity and get your balance sheet in order.
All right. We don't have much time left on this show, but we're going to take one more question if we can. Steve in Little Rock, Arkansas. Quickly, what's your question?
Thanks. Mr. Zandi, is the $450 billion deficit at 4% of GDP terribly significant?
4% is large, yes. I mean, it's not the highest we've seen. We've gotten to 5% back in 1982, 83, and again in 1992. So it's not the largest we've seen. But lower 4% is substantive, particularly if it doesn't begin to narrow next year and the year after. So we need to watch this very, very carefully, because this could be a very significant long-term weight on our economy.
Okay, thanks for your question, Steve. And just very quickly, again, Mark, now Alan Greenspan is being cautiously optimistic, but he hasn't been completely right in recent, some of his prognostications have not always been right recently, have they been?
Well, you know, it's tough to forecast anything for anybody, and he's quite good at gauging where the economy is headed. And I think this time he's probably going to be more right than wrong. The economy is going to improve. All the preconditions for that are in place. All we need is a bit of confidence. We need people to believe that it's going to happen, and I think it will. So this go-around, I think his views will be borne out.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
It's a pleasure.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist at economist.com, and I'm Lynn Neary in Washington for NPR News.